Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM on a Thursday morning. Now, on this Zoom-type thing that we're doing loads of calls, I've got two young ladies at the moment. We've got Kiona and Uju. Morning, girls.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is really fascinating, to be honest with you. I am very heavily into different cultures around the world and how they differ from our cultures. Now, Kiona, I know you and Uju actually wrote a book about your uncle's wedding, is that right?
Yep, that's right.
So what area in Essex are you from, first of all?
We're in Thurrock, near Chafford Hundred.
How did you get the idea and the inspiration to write a book about your uncle's wedding?
Should I answer?
Yeah, answer.
Okay, I'll talk for Kiona.
She got all shy.
For my brother's wedding.
Yeah.
And I've always been very passionate about sharing my culture from Nigeria with my children, and thought it would be a perfect opportunity to use the event of a wedding happening to teach them several things about our cultures, how it differs from what they're used to in the UK, so that they're familiar with it, they learn to understand what it's about, and embrace it as part of where they come from. Like you, I love learning about different cultures. So what better thing to do than to learn about her own?
Now, you'll have to forgive me, Uju, because I'm very, very ignorant where this is concerned. I've done a few different nationalities' weddings, but I've never done a Nigerian one. How does it differ from a British wedding?
All right. Well, for starters, a Nigerian wedding will normally have two weddings. It will have a traditional wedding.
Right.
Where there's a whole lot of cultural elements, a case of a family coming to marry another family, and there's loads of family members come together and loads of different traditional things done. And then there's a church wedding. Both are as big as each other.
Sometimes, oh, really?
The traditional one is even bigger. And both have a lot of fanfare, colors, noise, just lots of celebration and fanfare and bringing a whole heap of people together. Nigerian weddings are big.
I presume that's double the cost then.
Yes. It actually is, but you can't do one without the other. You've got to do them both.
Oh my word. That's like I'd call it a double whammy. A double whammy wedding. Now, Kiona, I know you've done the illustrations for the book that your mother wrote. Is that right?
Yep, I did.
So have you got a background in drawing?
Doing the illustrations for this book actually gave me a chance to discover how I might do my illustrations, because I was kind of just starting off with just this book. So I don't really know. I am getting better, a lot better at my drawings because of doing this book.
Is art something that's always interested you?
It was, but then I kind of gave up because I never found myself that good at it. But once my mom started doing this book, started telling me about it, I actually got the opportunity to actually draw. And then now, because of it, I'm actually getting much better at my drawing now. So I've actually got back at it again.
I know the book's getting rave reviews on Amazon, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's fantastic. How does it feel to write a book and actually get some really good reviews on it?
It feels awesome. It's lovely to get a concept of something in your head and actually see it through to, you know, delivering and producing an actual book. And the joy you have when you did it in terms of writing it, and then Kiona with actually doing the illustrations, and to see someone receive it in that same kind of joy and get something of value from it, it's an awesome feeling.
So how long did it take you from initial concept to actually finishing the book and uploading it?
Right. This has taken about 2 years, I think.
It does. It is a long route, isn't it?
It's a long process, yeah. So started writing it properly in 2017 and finished it in 2018, because I was thinking through what I wanted to teach or share with others about the different customs and traditions that would be easy for children to understand and identify with. So finished it and published it as an ebook at the end of 2018, but only just got around to converting it into an actual paperback a few months ago. So
oh, really?
It's been a long process, yes.
So Kiona, I know you're 13 years old now. What do your school friends think about the illustrations that you've done in the book?
Some of my school friends that I've actually shown this, they actually think it's not that bad. I mean, I'm kind of like those people who will do something and be like, no, this is not okay, it's not okay. but they actually found it nice. And kind of fitted how the book was and how the book was presented. So, yeah, they say it was nice.
Well, girls,
Fiona's actually quite humble because her drawing is absolutely brilliant now, but she's very hard on herself, so she won't ever say, oh, it's good, but yeah.
Well, it must be good. You're getting rave reviews on Amazon, and I really do wish you all the best with the rest of the book. And fingers crossed, there'll be a second one. Do you think there's a second one in the offing?
Oh, we have some ideas, definitely.
Go with the flow. We have some ideas. Just go with it. Just go with it and do another one. Go on.